time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. It's not about what you've done, it's about what you do it. It's all about where you going, no matter where you've been. Let's go.
Hi, welcome to Get You Fit Radio with your host, Irene Cook, the radio show that helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. Well, what is a healthy lifestyle? What does it include? And how do you get there? Everybody seems to want to become healthy. And how do you identify yourself if you aren't a healthy person? What does it mean to be looked at as a healthy individual? And isn't that the goal, to be that person that everybody looks at as being that healthy person? Or is it the ultimate goal to be the person that has their act together and has healthy habits? Now, I know you might be listening and thinking that the two things are the same, but actually they're not, because having healthy habits does not mean that you are a healthy individual. Having a healthy lifestyle, going through the motions of a healthy lifestyle, and becoming the person that identifies themselves as the healthy individual are completely different things. And it sounds a little bit confusing, but once I talk about the topic for today, hopefully it will make more sense to you, and hopefully it will change the way that you set yourself up for success in making goals. Basically, we put way too much emphasis on our goals. We want to achieve things, and basically all we want to do is establish ourselves in creating habits so that we can make improvements every single day in improving our lives. What we often don't do is take a minute and stop and think what we want the end result to be. And that end result is not the weight loss. And it's not the marathon that you want to run or the book you want to write. It is the person that you want to become. And that is where the disconnect happens oftentimes. Too often we convince ourselves that massive success requires massive action. Whether it's losing weight, running a marathon, writing a book, earning a degree or a certificate, or achieving any other goal, we put so much pressure on ourselves to accomplish these goals, and we just want to get it done. On the contrary, improving by a tiny little and oftentimes unnoticeable amount, sometimes irrelevant to most people, can be far more meaningful, especially in the long run. This irrelevant amount of change each day could be as small as 1%. This tiny, tiny improvement that you can make in yourself, accumulated over time, could become electrifying. And so here's how the math works out. If you can just make yourself 1% better every single day for a year, you're going to end up approximately 37 times better by the time you're done. So that sounds amazing, doesn't it? On the contrary, most people, especially with diet and exercise, start out and they try to make themselves 20% better day one and 20% better day two. And by day three, they have extinguished all of their enthusiasm, and then they stop. So controversially, if you get 1% worse each day, or you're at a standstill, then you decline back to zero or where you began from. And this is why so many people end up exactly where they started from. What starts as a small win or a minor setback accumulates into something much, much more. So 1% better each day. So let's talk about this, and let's talk about how this could help with habit building. Habits are basically compound interest of self-improvement. This is no different than money in the bank that multiplies with interest. And I've been doing this all week long with clients, clients that are having issues with getting the food down. I take the food and I take their eating and I literally put it into words of money. I switch calories to dollars. I switch eating too many calories into you put yourself into debt. And that literally makes their eyes bulge wide open. So the effects of your behaviors or misbehaviors are things that you learn from them and habits that multiply as you repeat them. They seem to make little difference on any given day, and yet the impact they deliver over the months can be enormous. So let's think about a baby, an infant, or even a puppy dog. No knowledge base or skills whatsoever at a certain point in their early life. But with persistent observation, trial and error, they learn how to achieve a certain behavior by doing it over and over again. So I ask you, do you think a newborn baby is born with the knowledge that his mom will come running to him when he cries enough times and will pick him up? So why do some children not cry as much as others? Perhaps their mothers didn't respond to them in the soothing manner that others did when they wanted it. So if a newborn can learn how to control their mothers by a simple response, why can't we do the same? This could be a very difficult concept to appreciate in daily life. We often dismiss small changes because they don't seem to matter very much in the moment. Adults don't see things in the grand scheme of things. So if you save a little bit of money now, you're still not a millionaire. If you go shopping every single day and you overspend your money, you're obviously going to run out. If you go running every day for a week, you're not going to be able to run a marathon. If you eat great 5 days in a row, you're still not going to lose weight. If you clean your house only for an hour each night, you still have a messy house. We need to make some changes, but you're not going to see big results over a short amount of time. So you need to get past that outer shell to see the benefits in order to make these behavior changes and keep that motivation going. Sadly, what happens though with diet and exercise is we don't see the progress and then we stop with the behavior changes and we slide back into our old behaviors. So this is where I stress to my clients. This is a lot like an onion. Layers of an onion, there's many, many layers of an onion. If each day was a layer and you had one bad day, the onion would not be ruined. However, if you continue not to maintain that 1% growth each day, then you will never get to the core of the onion. And that core of the onion is the most important part, and I'm going to get to that next. So if you eat one unhealthy meal, the scale doesn't move much. If you skip one run, no big deal. If you don't clean your house for one day, it's not going to be a mess. If you don't pull the weeds for 1 week, you could get back on track. That is if you have established yourself as a runner or as somebody that has a clean house. However, a single decision is easy to dismiss. But when we repeat 1% errors over and over and over, and we make excuses for them, duplicating tiny mistakes, and we often pretend that they either didn't happen or we slip them under the rug. The accumulation of these missteps, sidesteps, slides, and fumbles eventually lead to the decline and eventually end to the demise. So on the flip side, a small and insignificant change in your daily habits could direct your path in a completely different direction. Making a choice that is 1% better or 1% worse might seem really irrelevant at the time, but the accumulation of this over the months and years will eventually define who you really want to be, your identity. Success is the accumulation of daily habits, not quick fix transformations. So let's look at the runner. The runner that starts running. That runner is not identified as a runner because they went out running a few times. That runner goes out and starts running because they want to lose weight. They're technically not a runner. They're just running. They're going through the process of running. Until that runner truly enjoys running, until that runner has developed the habits of lacing up those shoes and going out in the rain, in the cold, and running no matter what because they want to, and they're just going through the process. Until they become a runner, they're going through just the motions of it. When you look at someone that's truly a runner, you identify them as a runner, and that's because they have transformed themselves into that person. And that should be the ultimate goal. So taking this into weight loss and healthy eating, if you're somebody that is going through the motions of eating healthy, and you are rolling your eyes every single day at the fact that you have to eat these foods, and that you miss your old lifestyle, and that you are tired of eating this way, and you are missing your cheeseburgers and your pizza and your french fries, then you are never going to get to the core of that onion because you are just going through the motions. That is just the outer shell of that onion. Somebody that is truly a healthy person identifies themselves as a healthy person because they are a healthy person. They enjoy the foods. They want to eat this way. It has changed their life and they want to truly enjoy and continue this lifestyle. So there's a big difference between the two. So think about people that you know that are and stand out as healthy people. They are the core. They truly have become the person that identifies themselves, and you identify them as the healthy person. They didn't get there overnight. They got there because they made those 1% changes each day. So if you're someone who doesn't have a weight problem, but begins overeating and stops exercising altogether, then you are in a bad trajectory. If your habits don't change, then it's not going to end well. On the flip side, if you are overweight, but you change your habits and lose just a little bit of weight each and every day, then you are on the path toward a faster metabolism and a healthier life. If you put these two people side by side, in the end, which one is going to end up healthier? Believe it or not, of course, it's going to be the one that is overweight. And this is a really hard and abstract thing to picture when you don't see it in front of you, but it happens to us every single day. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, and I'm talking about the benefits of taking steps slowly to make your goals permanent and to bring you big results. Oftentimes, and sadly, we don't see progress, and it causes us to let our behavior slide. and it brings out all of our bad habits, and they sneak back into our lives. And this is, again, where I stress to my clients. It is no different than planting a seed. When we plant a seed, we see nothing happening at all. We plant that seed, and we can go out and look at it every single day, and we see no growth. But yet, what is happening underneath that earth is the soil is enriching that seed, and the roots are growing. And those are all important things. And on the surface, we really don't see anything. And if we give up on that seed and we stop watering it and we stop nurturing it, it will stop growing. But we have to persevere. And if we go back to our old habits and slide back on it, then we will never see that result. So people that keep on going eventually do see the results. And oftentimes we confuse that for an overnight success, but it is no overnight success. So let's go back to that onion. After all of those outer layers of that onion have been established, which are your habits, and you have now gone through the motions of establishing those habits and eating better and meal prepping and exercising and drinking your water, what really matters is the meat of the onion. The skin is really the irrelevant part. The core is your identity. There are three layers in this behavior change, and I want to share this. And this is something that I got from a book that I read, Atomic Habits by James Clear. And he is somebody that has established habits in changing people's lives. The first layer is changing your outcomes. This level is concerned with changing your results, losing the weight. Most of the goals we are set is with this level of change, and we are mostly focused on just this level of change. Everybody that signs up for my programs, even back when I was a personal trainer, people would come to me and it was just this first layer. I just want to lose weight. I just want to build muscle. I just want to be a runner. I just want. And believe it or not, this is the very last and most irrelevant layer that we should be worried about. The second layer is changing your process. This level is concerned with changing your habits and your system. How are you going to implement this change? Are you going to go to a gym? Are you going to start a running routine? Are you going to start organizing your kitchen so that you can prep more? Are you going to stop going to fast food restaurants? What is your process? We need to change the process. Most of the habits you build are connected with this level. And if you don't change your process, your system, then you'll never reach to the third one. And the third one, again, the core, is the most important, and it's the deepest layer, and it's changing your identity. Ultimately, when we set a goal, we want to change our identity. And again, this is where it's very confusing because people don't see that. People want to lose weight. They don't look at it as, I want to be a healthier person. This is the level that is changing your beliefs, your self-image, and how others view you, your persona. Outcomes about what you get in the end, the goal, losing the weight, running the marathon. Those are the goals, but becoming the runner, becoming the healthy person, those are the identities. That is the jackpot. That is what you want. And the light bulb goes on when I talk to people about this. In fact, I talked to somebody about this last week because she has changed her identity. And we had not talked about this, but in the end, she met her weight loss goal. And I said to her, you have hit the jackpot. I said, people at your work look at you as the healthy one. People at your work would say, oh, Denise wouldn't eat that. She's the healthy one. And she chuckled. And I said, you hit the jackpot. This is not about weight loss. This is not about the size of your clothes. This is not about what you look like. You have become the healthy person. And that is ultimately what living a healthy lifestyle is about. And so people that hit that jackpot, that change their identity, will make this a forever goal. And it will not reverse itself because you are who you are, and that is your identity. Many people begin the process of changing their habits by focusing on just what they want to achieve. And we are often misdriven and sidetracked because we're just changing that end goal. And we don't see anything besides the end goal. We're not changing our behaviors. Again, the runner. I've run 51 marathons. You've heard me say this. Am I a runner? Yes, I'm a runner. Was I a runner after I ran my first marathon? You know what? I wasn't. People called me a runner. I had a problem with it. And I look back now and I know why I had a problem with it. Because I ran that first marathon in 2004 and I did not run again for like 8 months because I was done. And a lot of people that have run marathons, and there are many, many people that have done that now, run one and they're done. And that's actually a lingo now in the marathon world. I run one and I'm done. You're not a runner then. You have accomplished a goal that is no different than somebody that plays a musical instrument and says that they're a musician. You're not a musician because you know how to play a musical instrument. You're not a chef because you know how to cook a meal. These are different things. And also, you don't lead a healthy lifestyle if you are somebody that just reads about it, follows trends, hops on the bandwagon of gimmicky diets and jumps off every single opportunity you get. You need to change the identity, not the goal, not the process. So most people don't even consider an identity change when they set out to improve. They just think, I want to be skinny. I want to stick to this diet. I want to lose weight. They set goals and they determine actions. They think about how they're going to achieve these goals without even considering their beliefs or their actions. They don't shift in the way that they perceive themselves, and they don't realize that their old identity can sabotage their new plans for change. Behind every system of actions are a system of beliefs. The system of democracy is founded on beliefs like freedom, majority rule, and social equality. And we need to change behaviors. And if we didn't, we'd never get off the ground in a dictatorship. A similar pattern exists when we are discussing individuals, organizations, societies. There are a set of beliefs and assumptions. The shape of the system is an identity. What does progress really look like? So I'm gonna leave you with this because I've shared this all week long with people, and again, the eyes just pop right open. When you think you're not making progress and your 1% each day seems insignificant, I want you to think of this. Imagine that you have a snowball sitting on the table right in front of you, and the room is cold. You could see your breath. In fact, it's 20 degrees in the room. Ever so slowly, the room starts to heat up. It's 22, 23, 24 degrees. Snowball is still sitting there. Now we're at 28, 29, 30 degrees. Still nothing has happened. This equates to you going through the process, changing your behaviors. You think nothing is happening. You get frustrated. You're about to quit. Back to the snowball, suddenly 31 degrees, 32 degrees. The shift happens. 1 degree, seemingly no different temperature, but yet it has unlocked this huge change. A major breakthrough just occurred without any external factors being changed. The ice melts, and suddenly you start to see progress. You look at the water. It is starting to melt. And this happens exactly in the same way with weight loss. You work, you work, you work, and you see no progress. And you work and work and work, and you see no progress. And suddenly, one day, it unlocks and it begins. And so that little 1% change, insignificant, will pay off exponentially. So don't stop. And remember, small steps bring you big, permanent progress. Enjoy your day.
Excuses now, I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. It's not about what you've done, it's about what you do it. It's all about what you've done.